Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Of love that the world would ever know. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And this Son came as a lamb. He would become a conquering king, but He came as a lamb. He would be King of kings and Lord of lords, but He came as a lamb, and He came for you.
People came from miles around, all to worship and bow down. Oh, what a privilege it was. They called Him Lamb of God.
Shepherds came seeking this Lamb, and their lives would never be the same. The angelic host formed a choir and sang from the heavenly. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this Lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came because He loves you. It's great to know that God so loved the world, but more important to know that God loves you.
Now hear it is. Many years have passed. They say His time has come and passed. Oh, but I'm so glad that it remains. You're still the Lamb of
said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He's still saving. He's still redeeming. And he's still there for you today. Receive him. Say yes to him. And he will change your life. Time cannot change him. And ages do not time him. He's still the Lamb of God.
Still holy, still worthy, still the Lamb of God. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and I'm broadcasting here live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to give honor and thanks for those of you that have tuned in. And this is Palm Sunday, the beginning of the Holy Week. And we just want to know that the Lord loves us and still called and set us apart. He is still the Lamb of God. And so for those of you that are tuned in, I want you to send that text message out that you've received from Pastor Black or myself or from someone else that said, tune into the Light of Portland broadcast because there is a word going forth. A word from on high, a word saying that he's still the Lamb of God. So tonight we just want to thank so very much Pastor Black. I'm so grateful for her taking over the Light of Portland broadcast for me. I'm so honored that she holds the bloodstained banner up and she allows the work to still go forward because there are still great many of people that need to know that there is light in Portland, that there is hope in Portland, that there is a word of God going forth in Portland, Oregon. So I'm truly grateful for Pastor Black and her team that she has set up. Elder Farmer and Elder Merriweather. I'm so grateful for her team that are holding up the Lord's work and continuing to do the ministry of broadcasting the love of God to our friends and our neighbors. And to every pastor and every teacher and every elder and every evangelist that continued to bring the word of God on the Light of Portland broadcast, I'm so grateful to you. And to, of course, to the Butterfields that provide us with this platform, we are grateful for you from Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and to, of course, Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, as well as Light of the World Covenant Fellowship that covers this ministry. And so we are grateful to you, and especially you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. For some of you, you make this your every Sunday service to make sure that you get in the presence of God. And we are truly grateful that you join us each and every Sunday evening. We're grateful that you spread the word that there is a gospel being preached on the live broadcast of Blog Talk every Sunday evening coming out of Portland, Oregon. So we do have a few announcements this evening. There is a food giveaway by STP MBC Community Engagement Ministry on Wednesdays and Thursday on April the 13th and April the 14th. They are doing a food giveaway. It is from 12 noon to 2 p.m. That's April 13th and 14th. First come, first serve. And, again, it's called STP MBC, Community Engagement Ministry. And it is coming out of St. Paul. And the address of St. Paul is 8101. North Fifth Avenue in Portland. Again, 8101 North Fifth Avenue, Portland, Oregon, April 13th and 14th from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. If you know anybody that is in need of food, give them that information and let them know that there is a ministry out there that is providing for them, because we love one another and we are here to support one another. And then Women on the Cross will be hosting a sunrise worship experience on Good Friday. And if any of you have ever attended, it is just a dynamic service. Women on the Cross will be hosting that sunrise worship experience on Good Friday at 5:30 a.m. at Hughes Memorial. And it's located at 111 Northeast Failing. Again, that address is 111 Northeast Failing. And again, it begins at 5:30 a.m. And if they do host it the way they have, there are seven preachers that bring a seven-minute message of the Word of God about our Lord and Savior. And so we don't want you to miss that. And then for those of you that tune in to the Light of Portland broadcast and you are here in the Atlanta area, we will have our very first women's retreat for Tabernacle of Faith out of Decatur. It is called Women United Accelerating in Purpose. And this women's retreat will be held May the 13th through the 15th at the Calvin Center in Hampton, Georgia, May 13th through the 15th. There is a $165 per person registration fee for the conference and retreat. And we have our very own Pastor Kimberly Black out of Portland, Oregon that will be there. Pastor Felicia Brayton out of Atlanta, Georgia, who will be there, and Prophetess Nicole Armstrong from the Armstrong Ministry that will be there as well. We look forward to a high time in the Lord. We've got co-pastor Pamela Laws that will be there. Myself, so many women of God coming together to help unite the women of God together in love and fellowship. And we don't want you to miss it. So if you are going to be in the Atlanta area or you want to make yourself available in the Atlanta area, you can contact MIT Charlotte Charlotte Oliver. Her number is 404-268-3792. Again, that number is 404-268-3792. MIT Charlotte Oliver is who you'll contact to get additional information, to get registered, and to get prepared to be blessed as we, the women of God, come forward. But saints of God, there is a word from the Lord tonight, and we want to make sure that we give the Lord all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise tonight. And so we're going to have a prayer, then we will have a song, and following the song, we will have a word of from the Lord, word on high, word to speak to your spirit, word to speak to your soul, word from our very own Minister Keith Jordan from St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. So let us go to God in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight to exalt and magnify you, to thank you, Lord, for giving us the spirit of holiness, to be able to enter in to worship with you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to each and every one of us. I pray, Lord God, that you would cover and keep us. I pray for the man of God that is bringing forth the word of God. Lord God, I pray, Father, for Ukraine as they go through this war with Russia. I pray for Russia, Lord God, that you would touch the heart of Putin, Lord God, and bring him to a place of surrenderance unto you. Father, I pray for America's government. I pray, Lord God, that you would prick their hearts and allow them to begin to do a work that is set apart by you, Lord God, that they will do what you have called for them to do, to take care of your children. I pray, Lord God, for those that are experiencing sickness, oh God, heal them from the crowns of their head to the sole of their feet. Father, I pray for those that have experienced loss of life from family members, Lord God, touch their hearts and their minds. Give them, Lord God, some consolement, Lord God, and allow them to know that no one is ever gone permanently, Lord God, that we are absent from the body to be present with you. Lord God, I pray for our children that you would continue to cover and keep them as they're going through these different spring break times, Lord God. Keep them safe, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And as they go back to school, Lord God, continue to cover and keep them. Fill them with the Spirit of the living God. Put a word on the inside of them. Allow them to minister, Lord God, on behalf of you, Lord God, even if they don't understand exactly how to minister. Let their lives be effectively shown as children of the living God. And let that draw other children unto you. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for every pastor, leader, elder, teacher. We pray for every member, Lord God, that has just tuned in to the Light of Portland service. Lord God, we pray for everyone that has a need, that you would meet every need, Father. We pray, Lord God, for all those that are brokenhearted. We pray, Lord God, for those that are hungry and homeless, Lord God, that you would help us to provide for those that are hungry and those that are homeless. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are currently in a state of mind that they may not have the right mind, Lord God, that you would help keep them safe, Lord God, and that you would even allow them to be ministered to. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for all those, oh God, that don't know you, Lord God, those that may call on other gods, Father, that don't know you as the true and living God. We pray, Lord God, that you would send hope, Lord God, that you would send, Lord God, your will and your way into their lives, oh God, that you would touch them. Those that are atheists, oh God, those that are agnostic, oh God, those that don't know you, Lord God, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that you don't desire for anyone to be lost, oh God. So we pray, Lord God, and we ask, oh God, that you would send forth hope, send forth deliverance, send forth the witness, oh God, of you being the true and living God, that someone may hear, see, and know that there is hope of everlasting life. And Lord God, again, we pray for the man of God that is going to bring forth the word. I pray, Lord God, that you would quicken and stir, Lord God, in him, Lord God, that he, oh God, would hear what you have to say. Deliver it, oh God. And Lord God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Christ Jesus, that you would allow us, oh God, to call upon your name in the time of sickness, in the charge of trouble, in the time, Lord God, where there may seem to be no hope, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would have your way. And Father, we call upon you that you would touch us, oh God, and keep our hearts and our minds stayed on you. Father, we love you. We serve you. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Giving honor and glory to God, who is the leader of myself. I want to give honor to Pastor Black on her 17th church anniversary, to my pastor, Craig L. Brown, and First Lady Elder Brown, the elders, ministers, and family of St. Paul, to the Light of Portland family and community across the airways, and to Pastor Pennington, I want to say greetings. Thank you for this opportunity, and I won't mince. Let's get right to the word. Let us pray real quick. Lord, help me to decrease in self and increase in you. As you use me in any way you desire, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. I pray that as we assemble for praise and worship, that you will allow us to depart in service in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If I could come to you today with a title, I was given an assignment from my pastor about a month ago, and as we were preaching on the final seven sayings of Jesus on the cross, and mine was number four. I came back from Hawaii sick, and so I wasn't able to preach this word, but when you're on assignment and it just pricked my spirit, I know that God has something to say. So before I get into my word, this song has just been on my heart. I'm not going to sing the whole song, but I just want to just share with you guys just from my spirit. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. The fourth saying of Jesus on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The scripture I'll be reading this evening is Matthew 27, 45 through 46. And then we'll get into his word. Matthew 27, 45. And now from the sixth hour, there was a darkness all over the land until the ninth hour, 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Today I want to revisit the fourth and final saying of Jesus on the cross. After careful evaluation, meditation, and revelation of this particular scripture, I believe to have something to share today. Scholarly accounts of this statement believe at this moment, Jesus was in great agony and overwhelmed by the weight of the world's sin, our sin. For the first time, he could not see God. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? for God had literally turned away from him at this moment because he took on the sins of the world. And Jesus literally and disfiguratively became sin. Oh, but I came by today to share some good news, because in the midst of the storm, Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, for this is what he came for, to save mankind. Jesus came to do what no other could do. So that's good news. And somebody ought to be shouting right now. That's a shouting moment. Hallelujah, somebody. Yes, Lord. I know some of you are asking, what are you talking about, Minister Keith, at this moment? Well, I'm glad you asked. In Romans 5, 6 through 11, it says, you see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Jesus died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for the righteous, though for a good person, some might possibly dare to die. 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? 10. For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? 11. Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Hallelujah. Jesus screamed out in distress as an example to us as what we must do in times of trouble, in times of darkness, in times of despair, because our God will always provide a way. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. I say that again. Our God will always provide a way. My God, my God. Can everyone agree with me that during the time Jesus Christ's ministry on the earth, he was always teaching and preparing us for a life reconciled to him? A life without him, as he ascended to glory and took his rightful seat upon the throne of grace. He was also providing an example of how we should be able to move forward, to keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus, keeping our eyes on things eternal. Hebrews 4 and 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18 says, so we do not look at the troubles we can see now, rather, we fix our gaze on things that can't be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. John 10 and 10 says, the thief comes but except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. That's great news. That's shouting news here this evening. So you might ask, what are you trying to say, Mr. Keith? Well, I'm going somewhere. Everybody say, he's going somewhere. Hallelujah now. He's going somewhere. When Jesus was preparing himself, yet again, he set another example in the Mount of Olives. Jesus took his disciples and he went to the Mount of Olives to pray, as he was preparing to reach his destiny. The scripture in Philippians 4 and 6 say, do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our request to God. Pray in the good times, in the bad times. Pray, because we focus on things eternal, not what's going on with us right now, but we focus on the promises of God because we know his word shall come to pass. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. That's the great news. Great news, somebody. He instructed his disciples to pray while he separated himself and went off to pray. Let me parenthetically pause right there for a moment, as my pastor would say, separation and prayer, darkness and prayer, the example, calling out upon the name of the Lord. I heard my pastor say, he shared something with us a couple of weeks ago, and he says, God has the ability to do some things in the dark. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. We're going there. Say, he's going there. We're going somewhere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He instructed his disciples to pray as he separated himself and went off to pray. The scriptures say that Jesus was in great anguish as he prayed, but God let an angel reveal himself to Jesus for encouragement and strengthening him for his task. And then Jesus began to pray even more earnestly as he took on the sins of mankind as the Lamb of God. He prayed so earnestly that his sweat fell like droplets of blood to the ground. Pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the third gospel, which provides us clear instruction for salvation, Luke 22:42 says, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours. Jesus understood his assignment, and he provided an example for us in prayer to clearly hear from God. At those moments on the cross when Jesus cried out, when he was in darkness and he couldn't see his heavenly Father, I would want to present to you that, yes, Jesus cried out, but it was for us, not for him, because Jesus knew his assignment. When Jesus had an opportunity in the Mount of Olives to take the cup, he said, nevertheless, Lord, your will be done. Jesus knew his assignment, and Jesus was prepared to take on the mantle as the Lamb of God, to fulfill his calling in the Lord and to take the right seat with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. This is good news for all of us, because as a believer, as men and women of God, as people on this earth, I just want to stop for a minute and say, you know, we're going to go through some things on this earth. We're going to go through some things in this life. But God never intended for us to be separated from him. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. That is great news. For God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever, hallelujah. I heard Bishop Obi preach many a sermon about the whosoever. So I'm claiming it right now. Are you one of the whosoever tonight? The whosoever believeth in him. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Send the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Hallelujah, hallelujah. So my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But my God, was Jesus providing an example for us, because he knew that in this life, in a dying world, with the battle between our spirit and the flesh, that we would go through some things in this life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But he gave the example that in our darkest moment, we could cry out and say, my God, and we serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that answers prayer. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Ah, point number two, in the mighty name of Jesus, we were brought out of the darkness unto his marvelous light. Ah, the darkness. As Jesus hung on the cross around noon, it went totally dark. And for the next 3 hours, it was total darkness. Jesus was in great agony. And about the third hour, he yelled out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I would argue that, again, yes, Jesus recognized that because of the mantle of sin of the world that he had taken upon himself, figuratively and disfiguratively scourged and beaten, crucified, hung on the cross. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When it became dark and he was in great agony and the people mocked him and they said, if you're the Son of God, you know, have your God pull you down off the cross. But glory be to God. He just continued to suffer on our behalf, knowing what the suffering would produce. Hallelujah. And when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was a foundational spiritual truth for us, the path for us to follow, that in our darkest moments, we can call upon the name of the Lord. And we serve a God that will always provide a way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except or what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's talk about the darkness. I told you my pastor talked about God does some amazing things in darkness. That's because he is the truth, the way, and the light. Speaking to my soldiers out there, my warriors, my hunters, my campers, anybody that's had an opportunity to do some things in the total darkness, hallelujah. What happens when a flicker of light, especially white light, comes on in the darkness? It travels for miles and miles. You can see the light from a mighty long way. The light travels representing that Jesus has brought us from a mighty long way. John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. John 1:5 says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Matthew 5:14, now ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. He called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Sometimes when we're going through things, and that's what the darkness represents, we will go through things in this life. Oh, but when we call upon the name of the Lord, there is power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. For God so loved the world. My third and final point, God's word shall come to pass. My God, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we are fast approaching the most important day in the history of the world, of our lives, besides the birth of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, Resurrection Sunday, where he went to hell and took back the keys, and he rose with all power and all glory. The gates of hell shall not prevail. And now he sits on the right-hand seat, the mercy seat, the throne of grace, speaking to God on our behalf. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know sometimes it seems dark. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I don't know what's going on in your life. I know at times it may appear dark for some of us, even most of us right now. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost jobs that we poured everything into. Some of us have lost homes. Some of us have been unseated because of unexpected COVID-19 shutting the world down, and we've been isolated. Some of us have lost touch with friends and family members. Some of us are struggling financially. Some of us are struggling in our marriages as domestic violence and divorce have increased during COVID isolation. But I just stopped by to bring good news and share the word of God. For those of us who have put trust in the things of this world only to be hit with countless limitations with all the issues of mankind, why not trust Jesus? Hallelujah. Because I know a man and his name is Jesus. The scriptures say that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promises never to leave or forsake us. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. He would never give us more than we could bear. Oh, does anybody know Jesus? Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. This is your moment right now. This is your moment. Hallelujah. This is the call right now. With war and rumors of war, with uncertainty with governments, with homeless, with people starving, with what it just seems like hardened hearts are all over the place. People are more concerned about borders crossing than they are about family. Women and children getting massacred, unarmed women and children in a war of aggression. Hallelujah, somebody. But I know Jesus. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and staff comfort me. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, to the Most High. If you don't know Jesus right now, this is an opportunity. This is a call for you to get it right. This is a call for you to stop putting your trust in the things of this world that will soon pass and focus on things eternal. This is a call for you to accept Jesus Christ. This is a call for you, if you've already accepted Jesus, come to service in Jesus Christ. kingdom build in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God as we approach a Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. And the King of Kings, a Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As he rose, we rose. Hallelujah. Heirs to the throne. I just came by today to tell you that my God is on your side. Hallelujah. That's good news. Whatever you might be going through, just hand it on over to Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Whatever you want, wherever you're trying to go, you need to get right with Jesus. You need to spend some time with the Maker, the one that's the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the thing that everything in this world belongs to, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. His word shall come to pass. For we know that the word of God, the entire word of God, is good for our reproach. That's what the scripture teaches. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to encourage somebody on today. Hallelujah. Surrender to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're not making God first, second, and third priority in your life, you've tried all these other things and you had Jesus on the back burner. Hallelujah. Make him first. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to surrender. This is an opportunity to join the royal priesthood. This is an opportunity to claim your spiritual heavenly benefits in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, O Lord. Thank you that you are a help in time of trouble, O Lord. In Psalms 3:3, it says, when 10,000s of enemies were around me, thank you for lifting my head, O Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody out there tonight, you're going through some things. Hallelujah. Make Jesus your first priority. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Give it to the Lord in prayer. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Great and mighty is he. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. This is a call. This is a call for the nation. This is a call for the city of Portland. This is a call for Lacey, Washington. This is a call for all over the country. This is a call for Las Vegas. This is a call for California. This is a call for every person under the sound, under my voice. Hallelujah. Make Jesus first. Hallelujah. Put Jesus to the test. Hallelujah. Test his word. Impart it in your heart. Know his word for yourself. Trust in him. Trust in the Lord and let him direct your path. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord, that you first loved us. We thank you, Lord, that you willingly accepted your assignment, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, that you took on the sins of the world that we might have the gift of salvation and everlasting life in you, O Heavenly Father. So we just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, right, Lord. My prayer, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, is that every person under the sound of my voice, O Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every person under the sound of my voice, O Lord, hallelujah, that they get something from you tonight, O Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I know your word is intentional. I know that your message is intentional, O Heavenly Father. I know that everybody that's supposed to hear this message tonight is listening right now, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you would just bless them right now, Lord. I ask that you would heal them, O Lord. Lord, I ask that you would direct their path, O Lord. I ask that you would make their crooked way straight, O Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that you would keep your loving arms and your hedge of protection around them, that you would go before them, O Lord, to the workplace, to the schoolhouse, O Lord, on the highways and the byways, O Lord. O Lord, that you would just encourage them, Lord, that you would let them know that divine assignment, O Lord, that even in a COVID environment, you still blessed, O Lord. Even in a time of loss, O Lord, just like Job, O Lord, you still blessed. And what the Lord has taken away, the Lord can return tenfold, hundredfold. Hallelujah, O Lord. So we just continue to give you the praise, O Lord. O Lord, we're not focusing on the things that we can see, O Lord, but we're focusing on things eternal, O Lord, and we're getting into your word, O God, O Lord, and we're focusing on your promises, O Lord. We don't want to lean to our understanding, but we want to acknowledge you in all our ways so you can direct us, O Lord. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Lord. O Lord, we lift up families to you right now, O Lord. We lift up our next generation, O Lord, because hallelujah, O Lord. We want to leave them a world, O Lord, where they have a chance to grow and fulfill their potential. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. O Lord, we lift up everybody, O Lord, under the sound of my voice, O Lord. We lift up our political leaders, O Lord, and we lift up the president and the people of Ukraine to you, O Lord. O Lord, we lift up Russia, and Putin, O Lord. Lord, we ask that you would quicken his heart, O Lord, soften his heart and let him stop this hateful evil, O Lord, that's going on, O Lord. O Lord, we ask, O Lord, that all the governments, that you would just speak to their hearts, O Lord, speak to their hearts and let us work together in diplomacy, O Lord. O Lord, you can turn it all around, O Lord. I also ask, O Lord, that all the governments and all the leaders of the world, O Lord, would acknowledge you, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. Hallelujah, O Lord. O Lord, we want them to acknowledge you because we know when they acknowledge you, O Lord, when the word of God, when the gospel, when Christianity has spread to the four corners of the earth, O Lord. Ah, you're coming back, O Lord, to get your people. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. So we just thank you, O Lord, tonight, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for the Light of Portland broadcast on tonight, O Lord. O Lord, we thank you for this fourth saying of Jesus on the cross, O Lord. O Lord, we thank you, O Lord, that we serve a mighty God, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, that light is greater than darkness, O Lord. O Lord, but we thank you, O Lord, for those moments where we need to focus on you, Lord, where we need to be separated from all noise, from all distraction, from everything, Lord, so we can focus on you, so we can clearly hear from you, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Keep us, lead us, O Lord. But never take your hand upon us, away from us, O Lord. And we just thank you, praise you. We magnify you and glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for the word of God tonight. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? To feel the separation from the Father is what Jesus was experiencing that he could understand how we feel when we are separated from the Father, but that we might have the chance to have eternal life because of the fact that he died on the cross for us. We thank you so much for the word of God tonight. We thank you so much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. If you haven't accepted the Lord and God as your Savior, we invite Christ into your heart right now. If you've accepted him but turned away, we invite you back to the love of the Lord. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. So know that all you have to do is give your heart to him, confess and believe, and he'll receive you. Tonight, we want to offer you the opportunity to pray for someone else. So we ask that you would take the time to lift someone else up in prayer, because intercessor is what we need to be doing as the saints of God, not just thinking about ourselves, but thinking about those that are in need of the Lord. We're to witness of his goodness and his greatness. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, teach it, that everyone may see and know the goodness of the Lord. And so we want you to offer Christ. Let your life be in the living example of the sacrifice of Jesus. And so until next Sunday evening, I pray that the Lord may bless you. I pray that the Lord may keep you. I pray that the Lord may make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you, giving you peace and prosperity both now and forevermore, and being gracious unto you. In Jesus Christ's name, we hope that you would join us again on next Sunday evening. Until then, know that we love you here at the Light of Portland broadcast, and there is nothing that you can do about it.